Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. So, a couple things real quick. You can probably hear in the background, I have an air conditioner running because this room gets very, very warm and I didn't turn it on early enough to cool it down. And it's summer in Chicago, so, you know, I don't want to be sweating for the rest of the night. Also, right before I started recording, like a half hour or something, we here in Chicago had a tornado warning. I guess some people claim that they saw one touch down in the Chicago area. But it seems like it's passed now, so we are all good. But that was a fun 20, 30 minutes or so. All right. First word for this episode is bootstrap. Second form adjective from 1926. One, designed to function independently of outside direction. Capable of being one internal function or process to control another, as in a bootstrap operation to load a computer. Two, carried out with minimum resources or advantages, as in bootstrap efforts. Now we have the third form of bootstrap. It is a transitive verb from 1951, to promote or develop by initiative and effort with little or no assistance, as in bootstrapped herself to the top. The top of what? The top of the car? Bootstrapper is a noun. Next we have, all right, well, this section is going to get fun. This word is booty, B-O-O-T-Y, first form noun from the 15th century. One, plunder taken, as in war, especially plunder taken on land as distinguished from prizes taken at sea. Well, what would those be called? Then number two, a rich gain or prize. Synonym is the word spoil. Let's see. This is modified of Middle French boutin, B-U-T-I-N, from Middle Lower German boot, B-U-T-E, which means exchange. So I don't know how they pronounce that word, that Middle Lower German word. Maybe it's booty. I don't know, but it means exchange, so, you know, that's where it came from. Now we have the second form of booty, could also be with an IE, noun from 1928. This one is slang. This is the one that most of us probably think of, and we have the synonym buttocks. This is an alternative of an English-based Creole word, which is ultimately from early modified English "bati," which means buttocks, perhaps from the first form of the word bottom plus IE, bot IE. So that is where booty comes from. Next is, you would not have expected to see this in the dictionary. It is booty call, noun from 1993, slang, of course, a phone call made to arrange a sexual encounter with someone, also the person to whom such a call is made. Next is booze, first form, intransitive verb from the 14th century. Wow, that's old. To drink intoxicating liquor, especially to excess, often used in the phrase booze it up. Now we have the second form of booze. It is a noun from the 14th century, intoxicating drink, especially hard liquor. Boozily is an adverb. You can booze it up boozily. And then boozy is an adjective. Next is boozehound, one word, noun from 1911. Synonyms are boozer and drunk. Next is boozer, noun from 1816. One, a person who boozes. Synonym is drunk. Number two is British, a drinking place. Synonym is pub. So you can be a boozer at a boozer. Boozily boozing it up with your boozy friends. Okay. Stop having fun. Now we have the first form of bop, B-O-P. It is a transitive verb from 1928. Synonyms are hit and sock. As in, I'm making this one up, bop it. Now we have the second form of bop, noun from 1932, a blow, as with the fist or a club, that strikes a person. And then the third form of bop is a noun from 1947. One, jazz characterized by harmonic complexity, convoluted melodic lines, and constant shifting of accent, and often played at very rapid tempos. And then number two, we have the number two definition for the word jive. Bopper is a noun. And this is short for bebop, which I think we read a while ago, and I told my stupid story about bebop. Maybe I can find an example of some bebop. Here we have the fourth form of bop. It is an intransitive verb from 1952. One, to go quickly or unceremoniously. Synonym is pop, P-O-P, as in bop into the corner store. This is often used with the word off. Number two, to dance or shuffle along to or as if to bop music. And then I'm going to add my own fifth form here. I feel like in the last few years, people have been starting to use the word bop to describe a piece of music that they really like. I think the young kids are saying this these days. Oh, that song bops, or that song is a bop, or something. I think I've heard people say that. So, you know, maybe that's another form that they'll add to the dictionary someday. All right, now we have an abbreviation, B-O-Q, all caps. It is an abbreviation for Bachelor Officers' Quarters. Officers is plural and possessive. Bachelor Officers' Quarters. And now we have B-O-R, all lowercase, abbreviation for borough. B-O-R-O-U-G-H. I think those are the things that they've divided New York City up into or something. I remember when somebody first told me that New York, that those sections were called boroughs, I thought that he was saying bureaus. Like, I feel like a file cabinet could be called a bureau, or like something where you put stuff in could be called a bureau. And I was like, what are you talking about? They're not called bureaus. I don't understand this. But then later I realized it was boroughs. Totally different word. We must be getting to that word relatively soon. All right, next is bora, B-O-R-A, noun from 1839, a violent, cold, northerly wind of the Adriatic. This is Italian, from an Italian dialect, which is Trieste. I guess that's the region in Italy that this is from the Latin word boreas. Next we have boracic acid, two words, B-O-R-A-C-I-C. Noun from 1801, and we have the synonym boric acid, which also is coming up soon. This is from the Middle Latin word borax, which means borax. Next is borage or barrage, B-O-R-A-G-E. It is a noun from the 14th century. A coarse, hairy, blue-flowered European herb, parentheses, used medicinally and in salads. So this is, the scientific name is borrago or borrago officinalis. It is of the family borrageaceae of the borage family. Let's see, let's look at the etymology. There's a few things that we don't usually see. As from Anglo-French, bourrage, from Middle Latin, borrago, probably from the Arabic dialect word how do you say this? I don't know. Burarak, alternative of the Arabic word abuarak, literally means source of sweat. Interesting. From its use as a diaphoretic, not diuretic, but diaphoretic, D-I-A-P-H-O-R-E-T-I-C. I don't know what that is. All right, next we have borane, B-O-R-A-N-E, noun from 1916. One, a compound of boron and hydrogen, specifically a compound BH3 known only in the form of its derivatives. And number two, a derivative of borane. Next is borate, noun from 1788. That rhymed, a salt or ester of a boric acid. And then last word is borated, and that's it. For some reason, I thought it was borated acid, but the word acid is right below it, so I think that's why I made that mistake. Borated, B-O-R-A-T-E-D, adjective from circa 1901, mixed or impregnated with borax or boric acid. Oh, God, I breathed in to say something, and then a little piece of phlegm went shooting down my throat, and I had to cough. Hold on. There we go. I almost coughed it up on the microphone. So we had bootstrap, booty, booty call, booze, booze hound, boozer, bop, B-O-Q, B-O-R, bora, boracic acid, borage, borane, borate, borated. What direction do I want to take this? Well, I think I will just pick booze hound as the word of the episode, because it's kind of a funny word, although you don't necessarily want to be called a booze hound. You know, everything in moderation, I'd say. Yeah, I think so. So that is it, the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.